Wake up, Charleston. Wake up. It's Uncle Boo by the radio bringing you the facts of life. Look, let's get a hold of our congressmen. Let's get a hold of our senators. Let's get a hold of our representatives. Let's wake up. I'm hearing from more and more people from all walks of life who not only agree but wholeheartedly think there should be a change in Colombia. We want freedom for everybody. We want the blue laws struck. Also, forget that silly brown bagging law. Whoever made up that thing had to be half-loaded at the time. I'll tell you that right now. You've put plenty of people out of work. And also, as I said before, I was told, now I'm taking this for what it is, that in fact I heard it on an official program of politicians talking, that Charleston County voted wet. The rest of the state voted dry. Doesn't that tell Columbia that we want it west in Charleston County? The heck with the rest of the state. What did somebody say? Columbia's picking on Charleston? I'm starting to believe that myself.
Saturday, Sunday, TMA turns solid gold. It's a holiday blast. Then Monday, hear all the hits from 67.
It's going to be an interesting weekend, friends, not only on the radio, but where I am. I'll tell that right now. 6 before 5 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 6 before 11. That lemonade is getting to me. It's a good thing Sled don't raid this place, I tell you. Here comes the Green Tambourine. All right, that's the Green Tambourine. Slippery Sam, you say we have time for one more?
I don't even know what to play. Maybe we ought to sit here and say how idiotic the laws are.
We can't do that anymore? All right, well, what can we do? Should we play a song?
Nah, we've done that all night.
I can hear people out there. Go ahead, big mouth, play a song. All right, I'm going to take us up to the 11 o'clock news and then the final hour of Big Boobin' Comedy. And I'm sorry if not everybody agrees with me. However, I have yet to have one person call up to say they didn't. And if they didn't, they'd have to have a good reason, see? And it's hard to find a good reason for the blue laws, really. Did you know this is true? Now, getting away from the brown bagging, but in the blue laws, really? Honest to truly, you try it in some drugstore that's supposed to be following the blue laws. You can buy a flashlight. That's right, you can buy a flashlight. But it's against the law to buy batteries for the flashlight, so what good is the flashlight for you? That's how silly the blue laws are, my friend. And that's only one example of many, 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 many. You ought to check into who's representing you here in Columbia, and check quick. Charleston, for your rights and be counted. This is your Uncle Boob saying we've got much more music to go on the final hour of Uncle Boob and Company. Don't go away. I'll be back.
WTMA, WTMA FM, Charleston.
11 o'clock.
This is Bob Green, WTMA News. The Charleston County Police now report that the search for two girls ages 12 and 14 missing from the North Charleston area has ended.
Brought to you as a public service through the facilities of the WTMA News Department.
Repeating the WTMA big story, the lost have been found. And now stand by for more music and fun with Uncle Boo!
You're listening to the train that may run me out of town on a rail after tonight's show, friends. Go to Chattanooga. I understand they have a ball down there, huh?
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Won't you bring me along?
Chattanooga choo-choo is done by none other than that great group known as Harper's Bazaar. 7 minutes past 11 o'clock, and welcome into the final Uncle Boob radio show, Graham. All right, no more politics, because we did that last hour. But I just want to point out to the public, and point out to Columbia, and point out to those sled agents, and the makers of those fantastically ridiculous blue laws, that at least one person isn't afraid to speak out or lose their job for something that's unconstitutional. No matter if it's in the South Carolina Constitution. Cloudy skies, we're hitting 46 degrees. Have the complete weather for you at 11:15. Now it's time for fun and games.
In Charleston, McDonald's is at 1109 Savannah Highway and 5510 Rivers Avenue.
It's 8 minutes and 30 seconds past 11. Hello, woman, woman. It's 12 minutes past 11 o'clock, 11:12 with the Big Mouth of the South, Uncle Boo presenting the Beast of the East in the final hour of part two. Cloudy skies at 46, going to get down there tonight to 33.
WTMA, the station where the W means wonderful. We lost our W once, but our vast listening audience, you, found it for us. Now we'd never be without it again, thanks to you. Stay tuned to WTMA, better than ever in 68.
You figure with all the technical things they have in 68, if we ever lost our W again, we'd look sort of stupid, wouldn't we? Anybody who loses their W would be stupid. Well, we were stupid. We lost our W one time. anybody who... Actually, what do you need a W for if you've got friends, right? So you can just call us TMA. It's 12:30 past the hour of 11 o'clock. Golly, holiday upcoming. Gotta say hello to Dorothy. Gotta say hello to Jimmy. Got to, but I'm not going to. Here comes Hunter Job by Martha and the Vandellers.
Nobody's driving me wild.
That's number three on the WTMA Tune Dax on the final hour of the Boobie Nash radio showgram, Uncle Boob and Company, the most talked about radio showgram of the Carolinas. You know what you're saying, you dirty little... Oh, by the way, somebody called up and said, hey, Big Boo, why don't you tell some political jokes tonight? Well, I'd like to, but there's only one trouble with political jokes. They're usually elected.
Saturday night, Art Seaside of the South.
He was swinging on the sax with the girls.
Nephews and nieces, I want you to know that all that I've said on the Boobie Nash radio showgram tonight is not necessarily the same thoughts of the staff and management and owner of WTMA Radio, but I want you to know that I'm standing before... I don't want to lie. I'm sitting before you being the voice of the people.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Abraham Lincoln said. It got him elected. I'm just trying. You know? Here come the letter man. Let's bring it out. Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going out of my...
And then what if every once in a while we have an almost live studio audience with us? Terrific. 20 minutes past 11 o'clock. I was going to say something about the politicians taking a look at the other states, but then again, always the other man's grass is wetter. Wow.
Life is never what it
really is. Well, let's face it, you know, we were taking a vote around the station on the things that I've said about the brown bagging law and the blue laws. We were taking a vote, and I asked everybody, I said, am I right? And they said,
right.
And I see, we're all in agreement, right?
How about that?
Right. And we decided to do something about it. Like one of the listeners said, get out of town. Anyways, that'll do it for politics, as I said. But I thought I'd bring it up going into the new year, because I think a few politicians may be surprised if they don't get in next term. Isn't that right, gang? Gang, isn't that right? Gang? Right. Yeah, well, you want to stay, huh? Is that the idea of the thing? Well, anyway... Gonna leave you this hour with a thought. Sometimes it's better to give. That's why I live. Isn't that right?
Right!
It's about time you spoke up.